This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Let's come aboard.
And a happy Monday morning to you, everybody. Thanks for being with us. We come to you live for the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios. O'Reilly, better parts, better prices every day. It's a good Monday morning to you, and if you've got a case of the Mondays, that's okay, because we have spark plug extraordinaire, gadget guru, Katie Linendahl joining us in studio, our good friend. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning. You have the best radio voice. It's like so good.
You've got a really good one as well.
Can you like voiceovers? Do you get asked to do that often?
Occasionally, not much though, but because
they're so strong.
I love the movie guy. In a world of Katie Linendahl.
But you could be that guy. There's a lot of money in that, man.
I know. That's the dream job. All you got to do is sit in your apartment or sit in your studio, tape a few things every day, email it off, and you're good to go.
I remember you when you were doing your open, I was like, oh, it sparked my memory. When I used to work on SportsCenter, the guy we would call the GOAT that would do the voiceovers.
Yeah.
He'd be like, kids, you're going to have to quiet down. This is SportsCenter. And we'd be like, this is awesome. I was like a production assistant. It was like the greatest thing happening in my life.
Honey, dry the underwear on high. This is SportsCenter.
We're rolling. That's good, sir. That'll be fine. Perfect as usual.
We love having you in because you bring gadgets and you bring toys and you bring goodies. And you did this for all of us today. Katie Linendahl brought us a wireless R2-D2 speaker. Everybody, this is amazing.
Well, the crew's the most important, right?
Totally.
You know this.
Got to take care of them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. This is great.
So and it also makes sound effects.
Does it really?
Yes. Yeah, so you hit the on button, which there's only one button, so don't screw it up, DA. And it'll actually make R2 effects. You may need to...
I might have to put the battery in.
Yeah, exactly. But it's really cool. It's a wireless Bluetooth speaker. R2, my favorite.
This is great. R2-D2, your favorite Star Wars
character?
Well,
there's younger, cuter bots in Hollywood, BB-8 these days.
True.
And I stay loyal.
Yeah.
You know how the Hollywood scene goes.
Yeah, BB-8's kind of a...
You hit 25, you're like, drop 5 from your age, just lie.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever.
BB-8's kind of the younger, sexier robot.
Right.
Droid.
Played out already to me.
So you are a huge Shark Week fan.
I am so excited for Shark Week.
And you actually just filmed in Bermuda a story for the Weather Channel, right?
I did.
And so you were diving, and so you're in the water. You've done underwater dives before. You've got all this cool equipment, and you've got Shark Week coming up. Have you seen sharks while diving?
100%. Yes. So there's not a lot of us underwater reporters.
Yeah, I haven't haven't seen many of you. You don't have like a convention every day, every month?
A convention. That would be awesome. But yes, you can swap stories when you find people of your like. I do a lot of underwater reports, and it's like one of the coolest parts of my job. And you tend to get very neat stories. Like, I've been underwater diving with NASA astronauts. A lot of people don't know that twice a year they actually train underwater to simulate microgravity.
Really?
So they live underwater from anywhere from 6 to 18 days.
No way.
Yeah, and it's a conglomerate of USA, Japan, Canada, European Space Agency. So imagine like diving underwater in like, there's NASA astronauts. So that in every mission that they have twice a year is different. So the one I was particularly diving on and reporting on underwater was actually a technology one. They were testing out new technologies underwater. So it's always very fascinating, the stories that you pick up. I mean, it's very dangerous sometimes. I had to actually get my advanced certifications, and you go through a lot of mental and physical preparation, but it's really exciting.
So how do they live for 18 days? Like in a submarine?
There is actually the world's only underwater housing. Whoa. It's off of the Florida Keys. I've done two dives there now. There was, you know, the Cousteaus, Jacques Cousteau.
Sure.
His grandson a few years ago lived underwater for 30 days. So that was the first time I had actually visited the facility. So it's an underwater facility. It's about the size of a small school bus. But the way that it's engineered is you dive down. So you have your tanks and you're breathing underwater. But then there's this little kind of deck that you actually come through. Now you can actually breathe regular air in the little small bus kind of fixture.
Yeah.
And everybody's living in there. So there's like beds in there. I mean, it's very tiny.
I was going to say,
there's
a bunch of people living in a small bus.
There was quite a few people. And then the divers change out every single day. But for the people that are actually living down there, understand that in order to come back up, you have like a 15-hour decompression by the end of it.
Wow.
So a lot of people don't know, you know, when you're diving, you only have so much oxygen in your lungs. You have to decompress. You have to make stops, like pit stops, to get to the top.
Yeah.
To get your body regulated again. So it's really interesting.
Wow.
But I have seen some phenomenal creatures underwater.
So does that freak you out at all? Because sometimes I love the ocean, but when I'm on a boat and I think about what's under me, I start getting freaked out and go, I don't even want to know what's under me right now.
That's a fair point. I think, like, I grew up like obsessed with like Loch Ness Monster. I grew up on Lake Erie and like I always was fascinated with like what could be lurking beneath, you know? But
in a world of Kitty Litton Doll's imagination.
I'm going to pay you for my voiceover. I can do a really great reel. I'll be booking gigs like crazy. But I think there's something amazing when you dive for the first time and really start to get deep. There's like this, there's this reciprocity between you and the animals underneath the water. They're like, I'm not going to mess with you. You're not going to mess with me. I respect your home. And it's really beautiful. I know it sounds really nerdy, but it's incredible. Diving and just experiencing that world underwater. And from everything from like one of the craziest things is when you hear the whales underwater, they can actually, you hear them singing for up to a mile away.
Really?
You imagine this massive creature swimming over you or around you that could, you know, take you out, but it's not going to. It's really phenomenal.
So as you describe this, I'm getting petrified. I'm getting terrified because when I see like Jacques Cousteau or the films of like the coral reef and these beautiful like Finding Nemo fish, I'm like, that sounds great.
Right.
And then when I think of you in a dark sea with a whale going over you, I'm like, that sounds terrifying.
Oh, it's awesome though. You gotta push your mental limits.
Wow. And so do you ever worry that there's like crazy sea creatures around you?
I mean, sometimes, but I think that would be pretty fun. I'm like, I'm more thinking I would love to get the shot.
Wow.
You know, there's this one trip I was on when I was getting this epic. I do a lot of underwater filming, obviously.
Yeah.
And it's so incredible how the equipment has changed. Like I used to have to build and rig my own gear underwater because there's only so much equipment that could go to a certain depth. But now there's so much on the market, which is fascinating being a technologist and a reporter being able to use underwater. But I mean, this one time I remember specifically, I was getting this epic, epic shot of my friend. He was trapping a lionfish, which is another story. But he was trapping it, and I knew if I had moved behind him, I was going to miss the shot. So I just got stung by a jellyfish right in my neck, and it was pretty bad for like a month.
Holy cow.
But you're like, you got to take those risks.
Yeah.
I was like, this is my next Emmy. I got this. No one else cared but me. Like I was impressed by that, but probably pretty stupid. But
wow, stung by the jellyfish, yeah. Shot of your neck. You got like a welt the size of another
still
head.
Still got
over
that
there.
Clip, though.
You got the clip.
Maybe five people have seen it.
Yeah, well, underwater reporter, yes. Kitty Litton Doll. I mean, you just keep adding lines to your resume. It's amazing.
Well, I have to tell you, for Shark Week,
yeah,
there's one gadget in the history of my world of technology. So I test about 7 to 10 gadgets a day.
Mm-hmm.
There's one gadget that I actually did not test, but I've put on air, which is like a big no-no.
Yeah.
And that was the shark bands.
Shark band.
There's actually a repellent shark technology. It's a bracelet that you put on. It uses a high electromagnetic pulse to actually deter the sharks. So when they're swimming by you and you have this band on, it's supposed to keep them at bay. So this is like the first one. They sent me the video for it and they sent me the gadget. I'm like, I'm cool with the video. I don't need to test. I trust you guys. There's a lot of marine scientists working on this project. I'll take your word for it.
Because you didn't want to put on a band and have a shark
eat
you?
What am I, like, am I chum? Like throw myself over to test this out? Like, I'm cool. Word taken. And I let people know that I didn't try it out, but yeah. I'm sure it works.
Yeah. I want to ask you about Yeti coolers.
Oh, I'm okay? obsessed with Yetis.
Because it's the summer. People want beer and soda and food on ice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They want to bring it to the lake. They want to bring it camping. They want to bring it to the mountains. They want to bring it to the beach. And I haven't ever seen a Yeti cooler, but I've heard...
I'm totally bringing you one next time.
Everybody that I've talked to is like, this will change your life because I'm a huge cooler guy. I'm like the guy that has to be in control of the cooler because I like stacking it the right way, where the ice goes, where the beer goes.
You're a huge cooler guy and you don't have a Yeti?
I know.
This is a sin.
I know. It really is. So tell me about this Yeti. What makes this amazing?
The phenomenal part about the Yeti, and it is like a guy's best friend... For example, my brother-in-law, who's a police detective, he does not crack a smile. He's a kind of tough guy, big dude. He gets so excited when I bring him Yeti stuff. It is like makes him so happy because it's over-engineered and it's they put so much technology and engineering into these coolers. They're virtually, as they call them, indestructible. And now the lineup of Yetis, I mean, they have everything from... You can look online, but it's like the Hopper, the Hopper Flip, and then they just came out with an underwater one called a Panga. The amount of time they spend on the zipper quality alone, like I have spent expensive time talking to the team of engineers that actually work to create these things. It's unbelievable. And just the other week, I actually had a half-gallon jug. Also, their Ramblers, in addition to their coolers, they keep things cold for like 24 hours. You don't have to add any extra ice. Like their technology and how they create gear for the outdoor enthusiasts or the adventure or even for the family.
Yeah.
If you're going out camping or whatever. Unreal. It's my favorite lineup of camping stuff.
If you can keep my beer cold for 24 hours,
done.
I will pay a lot of money for that.
It's worth it. It's kind of expensive, but it's so worth it.
Yeah. Katie Linnendahl joining us here in studio, which is awesome. Now, if you're going out this summer and you want to maybe film some stuff underwater,
yes.
Like you're going swimming, you're going into the lake, you're going whatever, you got something for people?
Oh, my goodness. So, again, back to the point how technology has changed so much. I mean, for me as a reporter, you might be thinking, I have all the high-tech gear. But it's remarkable. And right now on the market, I'm just geeking out over, especially in the realm of, you and I have talked about augmented reality and virtual reality before.
Yeah.
The gadgets that you can attach right to your iPhone that can actually allow you to create 360-degree video and photos and virtual reality all at your fingertips for a few hundred bucks are incredible. Specifically the ones I'm loving right now, and trust me, from the ones I've tested, it's a full-time job. The Insta Pro, which actually goes right into your iPhone, Insta 360. And
that's for 360 or that's underwater?
That's 360. The one underwater that I recommend is called ProShot. You can actually just put your iPhone right inside it. I use GoPros and I use fancy stuff underwater, but I always love when there's a really good underwater case that can go at high depths. It's only $100, so you can actually control your iPhone underwater.
And you slip your iPhone in a case, like a waterproof case?
You can. It has a little clasp. You'll know it feels very sturdy. I mean, everybody gets very nervous because that's our most important device that we're putting underwater, right? But I've tested it, tried and true. I used it out in Bermuda when I was filming a couple weeks ago, and it's an awesome must-have gadget.
Called?
It's called ProShot, and it's made for iPhone 6 and up.
Okay, so interesting. Yeah, because I would be always worried, like diving into a pool. I would love the shot of something in a pool, but you know, throwing your iPhone in a pool feels terrifying.
It does.
But you're saying,
Would you rather do that or dive with a shark? Come on, you got options here.
Yeah.
I'm making it easy for you.
I guess dive with a shark. We got 10 questions coming up. Katie Linnendahl, you going to stick around?
Oh, heck yeah.
All right. Our gadget guru and spark plug extraordinaire. This is the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio. Ah, yes. Katie Linnendahl joining us here in studio. And she has her own rejoin. Not bad.
I like it.
You know you've made it.
I literally have a Zelda bag on me I carried in today.
Is that right?
Yeah, look at it.
Look at that Zelda bag.
That's
from
Link.
Nintendo New York.
Link is hot now. Have you played like the new Switch? Link is extremely attractive. I don't know if that's appropriate, but I was having a conversation with the CEO of Nintendo and I was like, dude, Reggie, this game technology, the graphics these days are insane.
Yeah.
So it's getting weird.
Very weird.
Yeah.
I wonder how, as our gadget guru, she joins us here in studio, you can watch the show and watch Katie in studio with us at watchda.com. That's mobile friendly as well on your phone. I wonder how video games are going to be once we really delve into the 3D technology.
Well, that's going into the VR realm.
When we're into the VR.
I love to talk about.
When you're into the VR realm, what is video gaming going to be like?
I mean, I have my own subjective opinion on that.
Yeah?
I think it's the immersion for a really high quality VR headset is unexplainable. You have to experience it.
You love it.
I'm not a huge gamer. Like, I'm a big Nintendo fan. That's always kind of been my system. Through and through, I'll always have the new latest, and whether it's 3DS or the Switch, you name it. But getting wrapped up into the world of VR was insane to me. Like when you're, we talked about underwater, underwater diving with whales or running through a subway in a first-person shooter game, you feel like you're there.
Yeah.
And you forget that like there is this outside world. And I think that's going to a next level.
Where were you more scared? Shipwreck diving and getting stuck or like first-person shooter in the subway in VR?
I'm going to answer that with the option C, which would be like, my question for you, I was more scared at America's Cup. Have you ever experienced that? Let's talk about fish out of water. Have you ever been to a sailing sport?
I have not.
Dude.
No.
Let me know when you go.
Amazing.
Fish out of water. That's terrifying experience. We're like sitting there. Do you ever know anything about sailing?
No.
It's very confusing.
Besides, it's a boat and you're trying to go fast.
It's terrifying. These like very fancy people, lots of small sandwiches that you just want to take the whole plate and put it in your mouth.
Right.
And me and my sister are like, touchdown. What the heck? What are you supposed to yell? There's nobody's rowdy. There's no signs.
It's a very foo-foo, pinky finger up kind
of
crew.
I was out of my you know,
out of your
element.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That was a few weeks ago.
Those were not people playing Nintendo.
No. They were playing the sailing, as we call it.
The sailing, yeah.
Welcome to the sailing.
Let's play 10 questions.
Yeah.
All right, first question. Give us the date when we'll be able to watch games courtside through VR goggles. Like, when do you think it'll be popularized where we're all going to be doing this?
I would say NBA game, the next season NBA first game, at least.
You think it's going to be opening night? Of the NBA season?
I think it's going to be a hook. Because you look at the likes of Intel, who I work with quite a bit. They just signed with like the Olympics, which I know is a few years out.
Yeah.
But we also have, we already have courtside capabilities. Again, you and I were chatting about VR, AR. The Cavs already have courtside capabilities, as do many other. I was supposed to be out at MLS last week. They're doing, you can watch in real time, virtual reality, the game with your friends and have social interaction. So we're kind of already there.
We're close, man.
But I think
in
terms of a big, like, hurrah and an announcement, game, first game, NBA next season.
Wow. Okay, that's quick. Number two, can Michael Phelps beat the shark?
Did you know Michael Phelps is racing a shark in Shark Week?
Yeah, I was going to say, do you think he can beat him?
No, a great white? Hell no.
Hell no. Hell no.
No. Get ready to lose it something, Phelps. Yeah, you thought Lochte was a competitor?
Yeah.
The great white.
What, now, how are they going to do this? Like two different pools? I mean, how are they going to get the shark?
You don't want to read up too much on it because then it'll just disappoint you.
Okay.
Because we all thought that, you know, they were going to throw him next to a shark and they were going to be like, go. And
right.
Then, because that's how things work nowadays. And that's our expectations as a viewer.
Absolutely.
It's not, they're not releasing exactly how it's going to be done, but it will not be side by side. I can tell you that.
And
this is on the 23rd. So we have a few days.
It's July 23rd.
Yeah.
And so this is also...
I think they're giving him a mono fin. They're giving him some extra speed. You know, physics involved here.
Is it like a simulation where like the shark is a graphic and this is how quick a shark hypothetically would move?
I hope not, man.
Yeah, me too. Because I really want to see him next to a shark.
I can also figure out that the analytics on that right now. I mean, we know how fast Phelps is swimming.
Totally, yes.
Let's not look too into it. We're going to ruin it for ourselves.
I was going to say, yeah. Like, if you dropped him in a pool next to a shark and had a gun go off and say, go, that would be cool.
Yeah. Well, we could also put, like, chum around him and then throw him in the water. Again, our expectations for viewers are high. Content is king these days. You got to step it up.
So, Pete Bilotti, the Body Bilotti, is a huge wrestling fan. This one's for him. There are rumors you can do a couple of impressions, including wrestler Nikki Bella. Can we hear a Nikki Bella impersonation?
I like Nikki Bella. I just like to let you know that. But I'll actually do Brie, who's her twin. Come on, Nikki. You guys, I don't know what you think John and I are going to get married. This is absurd. We just got engaged. And everybody is already on our back about getting married and having a baby. Just because Daniel and Brie had a baby named Birdie? Do you think that means that I want to have a baby right now? Look, it's not okay to be putting that kind of pressure on me. That wasn't my best, but it was
it's great. Bonnie, what'd you think?
I thought it was stellar. It was right on point, especially with the Daniel.
Thank you.
That's outstanding. Number four, you tweeted last week that you were stuck on a train with a guy loudly talking and taking a work call nearby. Is it ever okay to take a phone call while on a public train or a public bus?
100% no.
Correct.
And this also falls into the category of many things that are not acceptable socially, like A, getting onto the treadmill right next to me when there's 40 other treadmills. B, taking a call in public transportation, of which we just noted. Lots of people are just jacked up. You know?
Yeah.
Come on, this is social 101.
Yeah, can somebody please get these people off of the freaking phones while you're on the train, on the bus,
what's up?
On the flight? I mean, when you land, everybody's just talking on their phone. Get
My
away
other
from
favorite
me.
One, a week ago, this woman behind me on the Acela, and I cannot make this up, she didn't have headphones. She put on a sound machine app on her phone.
What?
And we were all supposed to listen to it. And I was like, are you on bath salts? Like, what are you possibly thinking? Like, and it was like, you know, the pan flute with like a couple pebbles and some waterfalls. And she's listening to it while she falls asleep. And we're all trying to like, you know, go on with our lives. I was like, ma'am, shut off the sound machine or put on headphones. How off could you be?
Number five, athletes are all over Twitter and Snapchat and Instagram. What's the next app athletes are going to be using?
Oh. I'm going to have to go into the first thing off the top of my head was, I'm going to skip. Well, no, I'll say the app that's connected to actually their metrics. I think we're all going to be starting to see, it's already there. The data that can actually simulate how fast you're running, how tired you are. More athletes will be tied to apps and they'll be checking that themselves.
We were looking for something to help get them girls. That's what we were looking for. Yeah, something that
like
they
the
can.
Like the next Tinder. Yeah. My bad.
Yeah.
I really threw that one.
That one you answered seriously, actually, because you're probably right. But they're always looking to hook up using these apps.
Right.
Like it always comes back to, like, let me get an Instagram so I can slide in your DMs.
Right.
Like that's always what it comes back to.
There was
to
like a Tiger app with like give you another phone number that you could get rid of. It's kind of like a burner type deal. I gave you a poor response. My bad.
Number six, did you watch the Yankees Red Sox on Sunday Night Baseball or Game of Thrones last night?
I actually did both.
Wow.
Technology.
Is that right?
Yeah, I'm a Red Sox fan.
Wow.
So, you know.
From PA.
Well, my family now lives in Boston, but I grew up in Erie.
You grew up in Erie, Pennsylvania. Oh. Yeah. How was Game of Thrones last night?
You didn't watch it, dude?
I did not watch it.
Yeah, you missed out.
It was like an event.
It was.
I was traveling last night, but it seemed like all of Twitter was exploding with it.
It was widely trending, and I think it lived up to expectations, objectively speaking.
Okay. Number seven, what's the most badass shark?
Bullhead.
You didn't go great white?
No.
See, that's why I love having you, because you will zig when other people zag.
The bull shark is the most aggressive type shark.
Nice.
It's not what you would think is the most powerful, but in my opinion, it's the bull shark.
What is the Katie Linendahl of sharks?
The hammerhead? That sounds like it could have a really cool finishing move. Or something, you know.
What would be your finishing move?
Well, I immediately think hammerhead, and then I think of like Triple H and a sledgehammer. So I'm going in that direction.
Okay.
So something in that regard. I need to put a little icing on it, but we can make it pretty. Yeah, that's just where I went in a few moments.
This is the best 10 questions we've ever done. I can tell you that right now. This is amazing. Number nine, Jaws or Sharknado?
Jaws.
It's correct. Thank God
you
said that.
Yeah. P.S. Did you see my nail art? It's Shark Week.
Wow, you got little sharks
I can't
on there.
These guys, but
hold those up for the cameras so they
check
can
that out.
Check that out. Zoom in on that. That's pretty
really,
cool.
You know, don't have much time on my hands, but can get this done.
Actually had a lot of time spent on your hands.
Truth.
And number 10, what is the drink of choice for Katie Linendahl while watching Game of Thrones?
Oh, I'm going to nerd out on you. I'm into this new gadget. This is so late. I wouldn't say like a Bud Light.
That's the correct answer.
But I was going to give you another gadget. No, let's just leave it at Bud Light.
Okay, what's the other answer, though?
No, because I was going to give you a nerdy, like, new beverage gadget. Forget it.
Give us the cool.
No, I'm going strong.
No. Yeah, you're going to stay with Bud Light because I know that's what you would prefer. But then what's the nerdy drink that you would drink, too?
So I've been drinking more water than ever.
Good.
Yay, that's so cool, Katie. But all thanks to this new gadget, which is, like, blown my mind lately. It's not on the market yet, but I've been testing it for a month. It's called Sir Cool.
Okay.
And it actually has a little filter in it that allows you to you can tell it how it goes through a scale of 1 to 10, and you can tell it how much extra flavoring you want. But it's all natural. It has caffeine in it, and or you can choose the vitamin one. So you could actually go from 1, very little like extra flavoring, or 10, where it tastes very flavoring and a lot of electrolytes. So like after a run, I'm like drinking a lot of the electrolytes.
Okay.
So listen, 250 million bottles of water are wasted every single day. Get out yourself a filtered water bottle and use the Sercool, which will give you awesome.
Sercool.
Yeah.
I like that.
It was one of those Kickstarter darlings that like, you know, did 10,000 times the expectation.
Yeah.
Little things in life, DA.
It's the little things in life. Amazing.
No shark. Sorry.
How many hours per night are you going to watch Shark Week?
Oh, it's going to be in the background a lot.
Like, will you DVR stuff? Will you go back and watch it?
Yeah. It's really science-esque for me. Like, the film, the quality is, like, incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, it's beautiful, and it's, like, terrorizing, and it's ferocious. I mean, Shark Week's awesome.
The best.
It's awesome. Sharks are just amazing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they're also amazing because they're so frightening. So I think that, you know,
people... But that's been made a perception. You need to get your dive certs, DA. We could do a shoot underwater. You guys in? Come on.
You know how scared I am of the bottom of the sea? I could never do that.
Man up, dude.
I would just... It's dark. It's unfavorable to humans. I just don't know if I need that in my life.
You're like making this like the... I watched The Creature, The Black Lagoon. Is that what that's called? Like the 1940s movie this weekend? You're making it really dramatic.
I feel like you also are all in on Halloween. Have you already thought about your Halloween costume?
Oh my gosh. You know I'm obsessed with Halloween, right?
That kind of struck me, but I didn't know that, but...
Yes.
Okay, so what are you going to be?
Should I really tell?
I don't know. You want to come back for Halloween?
Yes, because I have my costume, I already have it planned out, and it's really, really good.
Okay, what were you last year?
Oh, I did quite a few things. Because I work with one of my best friends is a hair and makeup artist, special effects.
Awesome.
So, I mean, I had like 10 costumes. I've already purchased 2 costumes this year. I know it's July. I'm just ready to go. You're and like, also the stores in New York, which is so awesome. There's 2 Halloween stores that are 365 days a year here in New York.
Yeah.
That are so intense. I frequent them often.
Okay.
And there's no one there off season. So I highly recommend.
You're kidding me.
Halloween Adventure and Abracadabra.
There's not a lot of people shopping for Halloween
items in May. No, but you can buy
some
cool stuff. I mean, it's like one of those things where you like with the Target dollar bin. Once you get in there, you're like, oh, I got to use 10 of these. You know? Didn't know it.
So good. All right. That is Katie Linadal. Follow her on Twitter and check out her underwater reporting weather channel coming up here soon.
I've been working on a very big piece, but the one we had briefly talked about for the last 2 weeks, shoot, edit, produce it. It's been my baby for the last
two When will
weeks.
That come out?
It'll be in a week.
Okay. Very cool. Check that out. Katie Linadal with that award-winning Emmy Award personality, gadget guru, and she brings us presents, which is why we love her. Katie, it's awesome to have you back in studio. Thanks so much.
Thank you, guys.
When we come back, a little sound check, your best audio of the day, including John Sterling calling the big catch last night by Jackie Bradley Jr., DA, CBS Sports Radio, and your latest sports update with Andrew Bogish. Thanks for being with us. 42 minutes past the hour. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks to Katie Linadal. You can always check out the video clips of her that we'll have on Facebook at facebook.com/TheDA Show. She had some great stuff on Shark Week, some great stuff on some gadgets for the summer. Very, very funny. And we've got to put her Nikki Bella impersonation. I mean, I'm not the wrestling fan, but looking at you, the body Bilotti, that was about as giddy as I have ever seen you. So I guess her Brie impersonation was amazing.
Yeah, she hit on the key tones of that impersonation.
Pretty key. She's awesome. She's hysterical. That's also going to be on our YouTube page, youtube.com/CBS Sports Radio. All the best of the clips of every single day in video form are available on CBS Sports Radio's YouTube page. All right, we'll get to your best audio as well. Hit us up on the phones at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. You can always connect with us on Twitter as well, DA on CBS. Time for sound check.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear.
It's DA Soundcheck.
So we were talking about that Allen Iverson story. AI coming back triumphantly as part of the three-on-three, big three league that he's a part of to Philadelphia yesterday. This was billed as Iverson versus Dr. J. Dr. J, the coach of the other team, but AI is like a player coach, and he has played the season. Except yesterday, just before the games in Philly, he goes to Instagram and says, my doctor won't let me play.
To all my fans out there, based on advice from my doctor, I will not be playing in the game tonight for the big three. I will be there to coach my team and beat Dr. J's team. I will be interacting with all my fans, and we'll have a great time. You will see some great basketball. I love you fans for supporting me all of the years up to date, and I see you when I get there.
What is this? The Crossroads? Bone Thugs? I'll see you when we get there. I'll see you when I get there. What? AI, from advice from my doctor, he said I shouldn't play. What does that mean? Allen Iverson is 42 years old, and I don't know what he's saving his body for. You know, is he coming back for the Sixers this year? What exactly? All you're going to have to do is go out there and play like 5 minutes, miss a couple of shots, hit one jumper, do one crossover move, and then you can pull yourself out. I mean, all those people in Philadelphia spent money to go see him, right? I mean, that's a whole bit behind them going to fill up the building to watch three-on-three old man basketball. So go out there, play a few minutes, and that's that. You get the big ovation, then you go to the sidelines. But to say my doctor advised me I shouldn't, I mean, unless has some illness or some sickness or something, which we should probably, I don't know, then he probably shouldn't be playing in any of these games. He's already played in this league. He's already played a couple of weeks ago. I think he was just embarrassed. I think he was worried that he was going to be humiliated in front of the home fans because he's bad at basketball now because, you know, he's 42 and he shouldn't be that great at basketball. And he tore up his body for decades. And now, you know, he's an old man. I mean, 42 is not that old, but in basketball years, it's pretty old, especially for a guy like that. I think he was worried about really embarrassing himself. Next clip. Shin-Soo Chu, the Rangers outfielder, loses a ball in the sun yesterday. That there were two outs in the ninth inning, can't catch the pop-up, and that means that the Rangers lose to the Royals. This is a great call, you would imagine, right? Here's how the call sounded on the Royals Radio Network with Ryan Lefevre.
And now the 2-1. Swung on, lifted to right field. Going back is Chu. The sun, a problem, and he dropped it. Shin-Soo Chu dropped the ball in right field, and that's how the Royals break the 5-game losing streak.
Poor Shin-Soo Chu. Now it's just making me want to hear John Sterling go, the 2-2-2-2.
Well, it'd be a 2-2-2-2.
I mean, basically our favorite baseball player ever. Let's hear how it sounded on Rangers radio as the Royals walk off as the poor Shin-Soo Chu loses the ball.
The 2-1 delivery hit in the air to right field. Shin-Soo Chu with a play back toward the corner and drops the ball, fighting the sun. The game is over. It went off Chu's glove as he clearly had trouble with the sun. Gordon scores, and the Royals, for the first time this year, beat the Rangers. The final 4-3.
Oh, just a brutal way to lose. The 2-2-2-Chu.
Well, be a 2-2-2-Chu. Chu.
Oh. Two outs. I mean, how would John Sterling have called? Two outs, ninth inning, Shin-Soo Chu misplays the pop-up to lose. Chu lose two. Rangers lose.
Chu.
Now, you've heard the controversy with Paul Nanos, Nanos After Dark, Nanos at Night, rather, here on CBS Sports Radio, okay? So they've got a producer, James Graceffo, who we like to call Artie Lang Light, and you know, his hair's all over the place. He comes in wearing rumpled T-shirts and hoodies and oversized jeans. Looks like he got, like, no sleep or he slept for 13 hours. I can't tell. Every time I see Crisepo. Either he's going on no sleep or he just slept like 17 straight hours. So he's got this like big 5 o'clock shadow that basically is, I haven't shaved in 3 weeks. Oh, he's got the hat on, kind of pulled low over his face. So he looks like Artie Lang Jr. And I guess Artie Lang Jr. was telling Nanos, the hot dog eating competition is not that big a deal. And Nathan's, I could do that. I could eat hot dogs. That's not that big a deal. And Nanos challenged him to eat hot dogs on the air and then did the play-by-play. Now, we here as the show, we were alarmed because we feel like on CBS Sports Radio, this is our signature. This is our copyright. Our trademark is doing the Wienership Challenge. Every year we have the hot dog eating challenge. So we talked about this on the air last week. Well, Nanos, I suppose, has given his retort.
What I did was not an eating competition. It was a public shaming. Now, if I said, I could eat more than you, and we then it's a competition. He was just doing it on his own. That was, if this was an actual court of law, and his honor, Andrew Bogish, stepped in, that would be my first line of defense. There was no competition. There was no competition.
I don't know. That still didn't sit right with me. You know, I respect what Judge Bogish ruled in this, in which he said it's kind of public domain that if you want to eat hot dogs on the air, it's not like we created the hot dog eating contest. It's not like we have the trademark on it that nobody else can do it. He said it might have been a cheap imitation of it, but that Nanos and anybody else is allowed to do it. I disagree with that, but I respect the honorable Judge Bogish in this instance. Now I feel like Nanos is just looking for semantics. I mean, he has somebody eating hot dogs in an allotted amount of time and him calling the play-by-play on the radio. You know, I don't care if it's a competition or not. To me, Nanos has to be real careful here. Real careful about treading on the DA show's turf. Real careful, Nanos. We're watching you.
There's no competition.
And finally, big play last night, 8th inning, 3-0 Red Sox. Aaron Judge comes to the plate with a man on. This should be a 2-run moonshot in a center field, but Jackie Bradley Jr. makes an amazing leaping catch, just a brilliant catch. Here's how John Sterling called it on Yankees radio.
Aaron is 0-for-3 in the nightcap. And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air to deep center. Away back. It is high. It is far. It is caught by Bradley. He stole a home run from Judge. Jackie Bradley went into the back end of the Boston bullpen, leaped, put his glove over the wall, and made a fabulous catch.
Tough for Sterling because he was going to explode on that one. I thought he would ramp it up a little bit more. I thought he was going to go, na-da-da, na-da-da, na-da-da. Bradley got it. I thought that's what we were going for right there. But he was more reserved than that. I'm surprised. There was definitely an all rise coming. There was definitely going to be the honorable Aaron Judge, all those hokey things that he says. Can we hear that one more time? I really thought that Sterling's head was going to explode, but he actually... He tempered it a little bit.
Aaron is 0-for-3 in the nightcap. And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air to deep center. Away back. It is high. It is far. It is caught by Bradley. He stole a home run from Judge. Jackie Bradley went into the back end of the Boston bullpen, leaped, put his glove over the wall, and made a fabulous catch.
And the 2-2-2-2. That is your sound check. So I love when Katie Linadal joins us in studio because she just makes us all laugh. I mean, just cracking up laughing. Now we got a lot of funny tweets coming in. Biff tweeting, that Katie Linadal impression of Nikki Bella was absolutely amazing, DA. JG tweeting, all this aquatic talk is way better than whatever is going on in sports right now. Great interview with Katie. Very intelligent. Yeah. I mean, hearing Katie talk about Shark Week and diving, doing underwater dives, actually way more interesting than anything else going on in sports right now. Yeah, it's way better than the big three. So funny. So, so funny. Danny tweets, DA, Katie, I loved her. Freaking funny. Hashtag Game of Thrones, hashtag Shark Week. She was telling me during the commercial break, I was like, I can't believe you do these underwater dives that deep. Aren't you scared? Because to me, the bottom of the ocean is the scariest thing. That is the scariest. I can't imagine being more scared than being at the bottom of the dark ocean. And she's like, you know, sometimes when you get stuck in one of those shipwrecks, I'm like, what? You know, when you're diving, you're scuba diving, you get stuck in the shipwreck. I'm like, and? Well, you know, you have limited oxygen and you just got to go into military mode and, you know, you got to just stay cool. I'm like, I'm already dead. I just died listening to that story. What? When we come back, Cowboys insider for 105.3 The Fan of Dallas, Mike Fisher, on the news he's reported today about Ezekiel Elliott in a bar brawl last night. That's next, DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.